Good morning. A cool front approaching from the west, combined with jet stream energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, touching off showers and some heavier bursts of rain early this morning across interior sections of New York and New England, even some thunder and lightning, along with the heavier downpours that'll be moving through during the early morning drive and into the mid-morning hours. After the cold front sweeps off the eastern seaboard, we can expect cooler temperatures and a northwest breeze to develop, keeping temperatures in the high 60s to lower 70s this afternoon, underneath plenty of clouds and scattered showers, maybe a pop of thunder this afternoon, especially across the higher terrain. Overnight tonight, the activity will die out still. Skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy and seasonably cool, but comfortable, with low temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow, with the cool pool of air overhead, it looks like we'll continue with the trend of mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers, especially in the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and Vermont, and temperatures will only be in the high 60s for afternoon highs. We'll begin to turn the corner on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower as that cool pool of air departs and highs will be back into the mid-70s. Much nicer weather with high pressure building in on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds warmer in the lower 80s. Humidity increases Friday, highs in the upper 80s with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, otherwise dry. And right now, next weekend looks nice with a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s on Saturday and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday with highs still in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Debby about 90 miles south-southwest of Apalachicola, Florida. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Debby has remained nearly stationary over the past several hours, and little movement is expected during the next couple of days. But this forecast remains uncertain due to weak steering currents. Some strengthening of Debby is possible during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm conditions will continue over portions of the northeastern Gulf Coast through today. The combination of storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters. Also, a few tornadoes are possible today across the eastern Florida panhandle and western and central portions of the peninsula. Debby is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 10 to 15 inches over eastern portions of the panhandle and northern Florida, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 inches possible. Surrounding this area, total rain accumulations of 5 to 10 inches are expected over central Florida and southeast Georgia into coastal South Carolina. Isolated maximum amounts in these areas of 15 inches are possible. Given the recent heavy rainfall and wet soil conditions, these additional amounts will exacerbate the flood threat across portions of northern Florida and southern Alabama. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, at 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Delta Junction, Allen Army Airfield in Alaska, at 10:53 p.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, moderate rain and fog, 43 degrees, with a southwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, a west wind at 6, and the barometer at 29.78 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Hill City, Kansas, to a low of 29 at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Boston, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 55. The average temperature, 69. That's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 2.03 inches for the month and 15.83 inches for the year. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 94, and for the season 172. The average high temperature in Albany today 80 degrees, the average low 59, the record high 95 set in 1898, and the record low 45 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still scattered showers around, especially in the hills and mountains in the high 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower possible Wednesday, mid-70s. Partly sunny, warmer on Thursday, lower 80s. More humid on Friday, partly sunny. A scattered shower thunderstorm in the afternoon, but mainly dry, upper 80s. Warm and humid Saturday, partly sunny, mid-80s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise dry, partly sunny skies, and highs again in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.